Adventures in Artslandia. Today, I am so lucky to introduce Mr. Todd London. He's currently the executive director of the University of Washington School of Drama. He's written many books on the subjects of writing plays and theater, including The Artistic Home, Outrageous Fortune, The Life and Times of the New American Play with Ben Pesner, a novel, The World's Room, and an anthology, An Ideal Theater, which is a documentary collection of founding visions for American theaters. In 2009, he was the first recipient of TCG's Visionary Leadership Award for an individual who has gone above and beyond the call of duty to advance the theater field as a whole. He was artistic director of New Dramatists from 1996 to 2014, and in 2001, he accepted a special Tony honor on behalf of his work in a laboratory for playwrights. Todd received the George Jean Nathan Award for Dramatic Criticism for his essays in American theater and a Milestone Award for his novel. You can read some of his essays on HowlRound, a website dedicated to the sharing of artistic curiosity among artists. Thank you so much for joining me today, Mr. London. I'm hoping I can call you Todd.
Oh, please call me Todd, yes.
Thank you. And I really appreciate it. It's was wonderful when I heard that you were up at UW, and I thought, my gosh, what a great opportunity. I read you on HowlRound, and so many, just a great opportunity for everyone down here to hear about what you're working on up there and all over the nation.
Thank you.
Now, I come from a family of artists, and so I know why I was repelled by theater in the first place, or then suddenly was gravitating toward it. But how did you end up in this business?
The way I remember it, my mother was a nightclub singer. Oh. In entertainment, as it would have been called then, since she was about 4 or 5 years old. And she was born in the 20s, so this was really throughout the 30s in Chicago, and then more nationally, and was in the USO. And when I was a kid, she was still singing in nightclubs, and she had a backup group of a couple, you know, a couple guys in straw hats kind of thing. And my father had left a horrible World War II service and gone out to Pasadena Playhouse to become an actor.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, but he lasted very little time, and I think everyone in his class he thought was more talented than he was. So he went back to Chicago and sold cars and became an advertising guy. And when I was growing up, I immediately, you know, at age 6 or so, fell in love with theater, and I performed locally in Chicago. And there wasn't really an off-loop theater there then. There wasn't really a professional theater except the dinner theaters and the touring shows. But I did musicals, and I did college, and I did radio and some television. And I went to musical theater camp my whole childhood life, and so it seemed kind of preordained, and I tried my hardest as an adult to get out of theater. I kept sort of getting myself sucked back in.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Here we are.
Wow, that's wonderful. What a great, that's really fun to know. I mean, especially the tie to musicals. That's personally lovely for me. A couple of questions I was thinking about are, what kind of trends have you noticed in theater right now? Anything in particular?
Well, you know, that's a complicated question. I've been, for the 18 years before I came to the University of Washington School of Drama last summer, a year, 18 months ago, 20 months ago, I spent 18 years at New Dramatists in New York, which is the oldest playwrights laboratory theater in the country. And so I very much was attuned to playwriting trends and what was happening in playwriting, though I also serve on the board now of the Network of Ensemble Theaters, and there is certainly a lot of activity and heat around both new and older ensembles, and both work in communities and devised work and works with ensembles and playwrights. And I think, you know, too, I've been very much a part of the growth of HowlRound out of what's now Arts Emerson over the last 5 years. And I think through all of these things, I would almost say that the trend is towards biodiversity in a way. I think there isn't one kind of movement of playwriting. There isn't one, you know, kind of communalistic aesthetic that's going on in ensemble work. There's definitely a deep and kind of diverse exploration of identity, race, and gender, especially, and sexuality in the theater these days. So it feels like a time of, I would say the trend is towards lots of different things as opposed to a certain kind of aesthetic work. Certainly in any of those areas, there are aesthetics that are rising to the surface. But I think it's more towards jangle, you know,
and yeah.
Different.
I love the idea, and I see it in our community, and I'm sure you do in yours, of the stories that haven't been told being told, and then some stories that have been told being told from new perspectives. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
It brings...
That's very much true. And it seems, I mean, I hear this even more in Seattle than I did in all my years in New York, which is this kind of, it feels like a moment when story is very much on everybody's lips, and we assume that story is the heart of theater. And I don't think that's a basic assumption that is shared at all times. You know, sometimes aesthetic experimentation is the heart of things, and sometimes formalism, and sometimes tradition. But this notion of telling stories that haven't been told, and retelling stories that have been told, but telling them in new ways, I think story seems to be something that is very much in the air and taken for granted, at least among the places that I look at them.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that's true, and it's exciting to see different artists expressing themselves in various aesthetic ways.
Yeah.
I was wondering, you know, when you are thinking about your planning for your work at University of Washington, what's your hope there to develop, or how are you hoping to impact the students there?
Well, you got an hour or two. I mean, I have a lot on my mind, and I think the reason I came out here, or among the many reasons I came out here, were that, you know, I worked in a playwright's lab for 18 years, and I'm really interested in what it means to do creative laboratory work in the theater. And I feel that we don't really have a recent tradition of research in the theater as a field. There are companies that do research, certainly every creative artist does some version of research or experiment. But, you know, in the way that when Grotowski was at Irvine in California, he was really doing research the way a laboratory scientist would do research. Mm-hmm. And we don't really have that in the field so much these days, because we're also busy trying to, you know, make ends meet and sell tickets and do good in the world, all really important things. So I came out here hoping to really utilize the research mission of the university to further the kind of laboratory environment of the School of Drama, and it seemed like a great city to do it in, because there's a deep and abiding connection between this school and the vibrancy of the theater community in Seattle, which is just small enough that this school and maybe one or two others are really the feeders for the traditions of this community and back at it, you know, so people who have left here come back to teach and come back to work. So it seemed like a great place to experiment. And specifically for the students, I wanted to bring new work and new writers here. I think that Seattle has not seen the kind of volume and variety of new work that certainly New York knows. I wanted students, and this was with the blessing of the existing faculty here, to kind of bring them into the contemporary theater and what's happening in contemporary writing. And then because the mission of this place, it's both tradition and innovation, exactly that thing you were talking about, how do we look at traditional and classical material through the eyes of contemporary artists. Mm-hmm. So this year, for example, we've been working in partnership with about a dozen Seattle theaters on everything from readings to full productions with our students, undergraduate, graduate, and the Seattle professional theater community. And then and most of that work has been new plays. Mm. Next year, we're looking at a season, though we haven't announced it yet, which is almost entirely classical material or ancient or older worlds, but as written and viewed by contemporary writers or as tackled by directors who work in a contemporary aesthetic.
That's really
so
exciting.
It really is this. Does it sound exciting? It feels exciting.
Yeah, it does. And because how I'm hearing you, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that the theater community sounds like it's acting in some way like a whole organism that's responsive and educating themselves together with, a through line, which is thrilling.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And that's exactly the hope. I mean, the model that I've been using and the language I've been using is that the community is the master teacher for the students here.
Yeah, that's exciting because that really gives the students their foot in what's happening in their own community. They can see how they fit in, where they fit in, and vice versa. The students are going to invigorate all those organizations.
I think that's right. And the one thing I've really noticed in Seattle is that the theaters are very much looking to the students because they know that's their future. And, you know, we have a really excellent faculty here. It's one of the things that drew me, and I've been only confirmed in that opinion. But it's a small faculty, so we can't actually teach more than we can teach, and we only know the things that we know. And so we're working to bring in people who do things we don't do, and as much as possible for that to be in the community.
Another
In coordination with Mimi Hall here, which is our presenter on campus, and the School of Music and the Dance Program, we've just gotten a $750,000 grant from the Mellon Foundation for a 3-year pilot where we bring guest artists in for extended residencies to work across discipline. So that's the other part of this laboratory that I'm hopeful of.
Well, also, I mean, this has been on my mind quite a lot, and that is we need that kind of scientific data, I think, to make the largest kinds of shift in our culture, and those are the type of information that will bring people to understand the importance of the arts in the educational system.
Yeah.
And that would be great.
Yeah, it's kind of the ground that we're trying to hold and stake out, which is, you know, this is research. This is, we do things in the arts that everybody in business and people in the sciences are also needing and trying to figure out, including our natural collaborative skills, including the use of imagination and creativity, you know, all this kind of relationship building. And I think those are natural to the arts, but you know, people don't always see that as research or as analogous. And so that's the case that we're making. We're really trying to use this to build up the sense of this is laboratory too, this is research too, and we have a whole specialized set of skills around that research.
Well, it sounds really thrilling, and I surely hope I'll get a chance to come up and meet you or work up in Seattle and see you or something. Who knows?
Yes, we never sleep.
Yeah, well, I appreciate so much your taking the time to talk to me, and I wish you all the best.
Thanks for being interested in talking.
Oh, golly, it's my life's work. I adore it.
Okay. Well, good luck to that. Let me know when you're going to air.
I sure will.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Adventures in Artslandia.